Welcome, Dr. James Beckett, Sports Card Insights. Today's episode is a multi-sport box battle from Panini. I got three boxes from Panini, and I just thought, rather than doing them one at a time or showing them in a video, I'm just going to open them up, not super quick, but I'm going to enjoy the opening experience. They're very different. And then I'm going to tell you why I like one or the other and try to appeal to the fact that I like all the sports, but not equally well. Just like all cards have value, but some are more than others. I love all sports, but some I love more than others. And sometimes, even though I love the sport more, I might love a certain card or release or product more than you would think. But thanks, sponsors, especially Panini, but also Topps, also Upper Deck, Heritage Auctions, Hugs and Scott Auctions, Mike Stadium Sports Cards, Burbank Sports Cards, Compsy.com, and Beckett Media, Beckett Grading, Beckett Authentication. First up, baseball, my first love, so you might think that would be my choice, the 2023 Panini Elite Extra Edition Baseball. This is more prospects, college draft picks, things like that, going for about 110 right now for the box, five packs of five, clearly touting eight autographs and two memorabilia cards per box. That's strong to me. Out of 25 cards, you're going to get eight autographs and two memorabilia cards. So those are definitely keepers. And even the other cards are early cards of these players. If they don't hit, you're probably not going to get much out of them. But if somebody hits it, like I said, back in the day, I was early on into minor league cards. Even in the 70s, I was into minor league cards, in the 80s especially. And I believe in the category. I think minor leagues or college, both of those, that's where the future stars come from. And an early card will always be an early card of a superstar. If somebody hits it big, then that's great. This box was released just a little while ago, late March, so it's too early. Back in the day, we're doing the price guides, the monthly magazines. Something came out on the 27th of the month. It was not going to be in the next month's price guide. We weren't doing prophetic pricing. We were trying to do results-based pricing for what cards were actually selling for as much as possible, taking account of empirical data, talking to the card shops, getting surveys from collectors, and hitting all the major shows. So that seems like ancient history now, but suffice it to say that if something's been out a week, I'm not going to be giving you pricing advice. You're on your own, and yet there are historical comparisons that we used to look at to see if there were clues into how things were going to unfold, and you should do the same thing. Okay, I actually only got seven autographs, and I got two memorabilia cards, and then the 10th card was a 250-point card. So I thought, well, that's cool. I'll get 250 points. Maybe not as cool. I would have rather had another autograph. I'm putting together some points, but as I go to the Panini website, I'm finding out if there is stuff that's good on there, it gets plucked and pulled off pretty quickly. So I think I'm up to about 550 points, and maybe I just need to be ready to pounce. Or as I'm finding out, there's an active market. You can sell your points. Maybe you get a nickel a point or something like that. It's not lucrative. So my 250 points are worth 10, 12, 15 bucks, depending on who you talk to. Again, I'm not collecting money. I'm collecting cards, and I'd rather have an autograph of some surprise player who may or may not make it. Obviously, if the guy doesn't make it, it's better to have the points. But you never know. You could get somebody really good. The cards are pictured in their college uniforms. No big deal to me. That's the uniform they're wearing. The mention on the front of the card is the team city. So it doesn't say that it's Dodgers or Angels. It just says Los Angeles. And when you flip on the back, it talks about the player from Anaheim or something like that. Panini has to be very careful. They do not have the license for Major League Baseball to use the team logos. It brings to mind a conversation I was just having with Brian Gray about the benefits of AI to card manufacturers and being able to allow artificial intelligence, AI, ChatGPT, the like, to write up the backs and just take from information that's out there about the player. The other thing is, as with my some little bit of experience with AI, you can actually revise it, tell them to don't put in team nicknames, just talk about the team city. So that's here to stay. I think it's a labor saving, and you can get good blurbs. I think back when I was a little kid, the backs had cartoons and little interesting tidbits. Now it's more straightforward. So I like the Panini Elite Extra Baseball, but I would not get another box. And it's not because of the 250-point card. It's just, that's enough. I can see that's good. The 2023 Panini Obsidian Football, I see a lot of those in the dollar boxes, a little bit pricier, one pack of seven, four autographs or memorabilia touted on the box, just released a week ago, going for $550. for one box of seven cards, so a little bit pricier. When you divide up and you think, like, seven divided into 550 is almost $80 a card. There's no card in there that's $80. You might get one that's worth a lot more, but most of them are going to be worth a lot less. They tout the Deep Sea Mojo Parallels, which got me thinking, I wonder what that even is. Panini is known for having these cryptic or interesting or animal-type parallels, but I don't know what deep sea it evokes, salt water. We'll see what it is. I didn't look into it. I got a card for my wall out of that box, so I'm very pleased. I got an Anthony Richardson rookie jersey autographed. I will slab that. I will put it up on my wall. I don't expedite, so it won't be on my wall for a while. I'll put it in the queue. And so my rule is, after I get this box, would I buy another box? And I'm not going to buy another box, even though I hit it on this box with the Anthony Richardson rookie jersey autographed. Plus, and again, yeah, it's not luck, but things happen. I actually got 8 cards. Promised one pack of 7, I got 8. I actually got 3 memorabilia cards along with the 2 autographs. And so I made out on this. Now, does that mean I should go get another box? Again, in statistical theory, when you have independent trials, just because you were over on one, that does not mean you're lucky or you're on a roll. The next box is, in fact, the next box is likely to be just because all boxes have generally a lower expected value than what you're paying. It's the ones that where you make out that in the long run, you hopefully are approaching that. But if I got a winner, I'm going to stay with my winner and I'm going to sit tight. Okay, now the third one is one where I will break that. This is worth a second box for me. That is the Panini Prism Racing. And they say racing, but it's really NASCAR. Released about a month ago, early March, $140 for a box, 12 packs of 12, very Prism-ish. Panini does Prism well. It's not a low-priced flagship. It's a higher price, but a kind of a flagship that has a strong brand identity. Very similar. If you just change the subjects, the sports, Panini Prism for football, basketball, racing, they all have a similar design. And to me, that's comforting. I want this to be a hobby of skill, not of luck. I want to be able to recognize when I open up the pack, which parallels are better based on color. And if there's some continuity between the sports, I think that's helpful. That pays. I note also there's ages 9+ on the box. I don't think this is too trivial, but I was just spending time with my grandkids and I'm realizing that if it's ages 9+, maybe that means a little kid could put the card in their mouth and they wouldn't die. They wouldn't get sick. Kids don't try that. But I've noted that when some of the ages are 14 and above, there are other elements on the card that you definitely wouldn't want a kid, a four-year-old, putting in his or her mouth. Now, do 9-year-olds put things in their mouth? Hopefully they don't, what they're not supposed to. And 14-year-olds certainly should know better. So that's just a whimsical way to look at those age things as a consumer protection aspect. So 12 packs of 12, 4 autographs in the box on average. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was pictured on the box. I like that. There's some continuity there from his career as well as his dad's career. Legendary family. In fact, what I really want is a Dale Earnhardt autograph. And Logan and Val know that. So my NASCAR buddies would love to fix me up, but I want to come by it honestly. I want to figure out a way to get it in a fun way and stick it up on my wall. Promise at least 20 Prism parallels in the box. And that's what Panini and Prism are known for. I will say this, just an editorial comment to my friends at Panini. I strongly prefer color as opposed to silver. I think the silver prisms are nice looking cards, but there's not enough difference to justify what in some cases with certain rookies is a huge premium for a silver prism when all the prisms are silver and prismy anyway. I want more color and I'd like to see less emphasis on the silver, but that's just my one person opinion. Okay. On the 4 autographs, I did get them in a sense, and I'm not complaining because I love cards. But I know there's a hierarchy there, and so you would know. I had the 4 autographs. We wouldn't know this, but I'm telling you, I got one that was an on-card autograph. Obviously, that's best. I like that. That's the cleanest look, and the card companies would love to have everything be on-card because end of story, and they realize I got 2 sticker autographs. Okay, well, that doesn't add up to 4 still. Okay, then my 4th autograph was a redemption card. Okay, again, not complaining because I will get it. I turned in some redemptions and I've gotten them not quickly, but I've gotten them in a reasonable amount of time for the amount of redemption stuff they must be having there. So I will get my 4 autographs and that'll be fine. There wasn't anybody that I'm going to put on the wall. The reason I'm not complaining, I remember back when there were no autographs in the box, in the case, anywhere. You're paying, but this is $140 to get four autographs plus another 140 cards. I would say this is the only box of these three that I would, if somebody says, you got to buy one, you got to buy another one, buy three, get one free or something. This is the one I would take. Now, obviously, the Obsidian is worth a lot more, but just if I'm pulling out some cash, the Panini Prism Racing is what I would do. I like Prism design. I will say this, the rookie cards are designated. Rookie cards are, I think, not as important. A lot of things are not as important for racing because the drivers are very accessible. But in spite of the danger, they actually have very long careers frequently. And a lot of times it's not just their driving prowess, it's the team and the backing that they have. So when they work their way up, they can be on top. That's why you've seen some good long runs for Jimmy Johnson had seven championships, and Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt, the dad. So there's long history of once somebody gets on top, they can stay on top in spite of, as I said, the danger in the sport. And also in the Panini Prism Racing, I noticed that almost all the inserts were prismed. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. I regard that as additional value. I don't know that there was a non-prism insert, but all the inserts look nice. I love when I get color. I like some serial numbering. I like some inserts that have a nice design, because normally I don't like shiny for shiny sake, but this was very shiny and there were a lot of interesting things there. The Obsidian was more artistically designed and it made the Elite Extra Baseball look, it didn't look as much of a premium brand. So I'd get another Prism Racing. And I'd encourage you to get anything you want to get. I don't twist any arms. Frankly, the ways to support the card companies, it's not just buying boxes. It's buying the product, period. So even though I don't buy a lot of boxes, I buy a lot of Panini stuff when I'm going through the dollar boxes. I buy a lot of Upper Deck stuff when I'm going through the dollar box. I buy a lot of Top stuff when I'm going through the dollar boxes. So there has to be a place for every card to find a home. And there are less and less junk base cards because they've reduced the sets. So there's some good cards out there that are good, but not great. And I'm really enjoying picking some of those out. So thanks again, Panini. Thanks, listeners. And I'll be back again in a couple of days with another episode.